Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the inquest into the death of Aoife Johnston has resumed in Limerick this morning. The 16-year-old died in University Hospital Limerick in December of 2022, having waited several hours for treatment after presenting with suspected sepsis. And RTE reporter John Cook is at the coroner's court in Kilmallock again today and joins me on the line. So, John, evidence has been heard from the Assistant Director of Nursing, Patricia Donovan. So what has she had to say?
Claire, Nurse Patricia Donovan was Assistant Director of Nursing on duty on the night of December 17th, 22, and she's been at the hospital since 2017, she said, in that role. She said she was not involved in the clinical care of Aoife, and Aoife was not a patient brought to her attention on that night. She spoke of staff shortages. There were staff nurse deficits throughout the hospital, 21 nursing absences, and the absence also noted of 7 healthcare assistants. She said that some 2 staff nurses had been recruited from an agency and 1 healthcare assistant. She spoke of there being 5 staff nurse deficits on the night of 17th of December in the emergency department. She had arranged some redeployment of staff to cover breaks, she said, and there were a lot of patients, 191 we were told in all that night, 153 as she took over that evening, including flu cases, RSV virus, COVID cases, she said as well. And we know there were a lot of injuries related to the icy weather at that time. She spoke of getting details from the clinical nurse manager Catherine Skelly at Handover, who said she was concerned about rising numbers in the emergency department. And in a later call, she requested that Nurse Skelly would call the emergency department consultant Dr. Jim Gray and the paediatric consultant that night to advise them of the numbers. They were on call that night to advise them of the numbers in the emergency department and specifically their concerns about the number of Category 2 patients. This we know from previous evidence included Aoife Johnston, triage as Category 2 under international protocols known as the Manchester protocols means these patients should have been seen within 10 to 15 minutes by a doctor. It was taking up to 19 hours at some points, we know, and we know as well that Aoife wasn't seen for over 12 hours. She said the plan was to monitor Category 2 patients and to escalate them to doctors in Resus as soon as possible, but Resus was full at that time with no beds available. She said following the calls made by clinical nurse manager Catherine Skelly to the 2 consultants on call, she was told that both consultants declined to come back into the hospital that night, though the paediatric consultant did later for a number of hours, we heard. Also, she said she spoke to the clinical director of nursing who was off duty that night, but called him to stress the need to place patients on trolleys and wards, something which required higher approval to do so to alleviate pressure on the emergency department. She said she was advised to contact the executive on call that night, Miss Fiona Steed, to discuss surge capacity and staffing issues and to request that the surgical day ward would open. Staff adjacent to that ward would observe patients there, but there was to be a capacity of 7 because of staffing issues, and also 1 patient on a trolley was to be placed on each ward to alleviate pressure. And Nurse Donovan said she also told Miss Steed that the emergency department consultant and paediatric consultant were called but declined to attend. As I mentioned previously, the paediatric consultant did come for a number of hours later. The information given to Miss Steed by Nurse Donovan was that the emergency department consultant, Dr. Jim Gray, said he would only attend the hospital that night for a major emergency but not for patient volume. And Miss Nurse Donovan concluded her written statement by saying that she was not involved in the clinical care of Aoife. Aoife Johnston's case was never brought to her attention that night. She was advised of Aoife's deterioration and her move to ICU when she came on for the night shift of the following day, the 18th, and learned only of her death in the following days, offering condolences in court to her parents and sisters who were there.
Okay, and what has been happening since Patricia Donovan began her evidence? Her cross-examination has been delayed, has it, John? There's some confusion over witness statements. There's mention of separate inquiries into Aoife's death.
there have been some delays and the court has had to rise for a time because there's been issues over whether all of these witnesses had read the other statements given by their other nursing and doctor colleagues so that they could be cross-examined on some of those issues. So time has been taken for that. Also, there was an issue over Nurse Donovan's statement because the court was told yesterday that where she had provided a very brief statement to the court, first of all, simply to say she wasn't involved in the clinical care of Aoife Johnston, she later realised, we were told, and she said it herself today, that she needed to provide more information to the court based on the questions that were being answered. So she provided a very lengthy and detailed statement that she had already prepared, the court being told that this statement was prepared for a separate inquiry into Aoife Johnston's death. That's the inquiry of former Chief Justice Frank Clark, who is conducting an independent inquiry into the death of Aoife Johnston, something the coroner has noted is a very unusual event that there would be so many inquiries going on into one death. We know there was already an inquiry into the management of sepsis care, a systems analysis review into Aoife Johnston's death as well. Now, Conor Halpin, the senior counsel for the University of Limerick Hospital Group, has raised objections that Damien Tansey, on behalf of the Johnston family, is introducing a separate inquiry into this inquest, which cannot be done so in evidence, he said. And the coroner said he shares those concerns, but this is a very unusual case. Mr. Tansey said that it was, yes, it was significant and unusual, he said, to have three separate inquiries. But he said the nature of this death is so unusual, so tragic, and nationally, he says, it has caused such an enormous disquiet, not just for Aoife Johnston's family, but for the country nationally, he said. So it is comforting to know that the official response to these three inquiries is that there will be three inquiries, noting, he said, that this inquest is the only public inquiry that will take place, he said. This is the only action that will see the inside of a public courtroom. He also said that civil actions are in train, but he said, you know, that will never see the inside of a public courtroom, he said, repeating his earlier comments. He said all of these inquiries are about vindicating Aoife Johnston's role in her family and Irish society.
Okay, so if and when these issues that are now being discussed and dealt with, if they're resolved today, who else are we expecting to hear from at the inquest?
My understanding is that they will be resolved shortly and that we'll return just to this inquest. And yes, as I said, the coroner made it clear that he does not wish to discuss other inquiries in this coroner's court, which is a separate inquest inquiry in its own right. Once these statements have been read, once Nurse Donovan, who's still in the witness box under oath, has read the statements of her nursing and doctor colleagues, she will be cross-examined by Damien Tansey on behalf of the Johnston family. There may be other questions on behalf of the HSE, the hospital group, and another member of management who's represented legally here as well. And then later today, we expect to hear next from an anaesthesiologist who was working in the hospital on that night, also from Miss Fiona Steed, who I mentioned, the executive manager on call, as she's been referred to by many of the previous witnesses who say that she was on call that night and they spoke to her regarding the escalation of patients. She's expected to give evidence today too. And also listed is a microbiologist who will be asked about the care of sepsis. And of course, we know Aoife Johnston did not get the antibiotics needed for her care of sepsis for over 12 hours. So we expect questions about that to the expert witness later.
Okay, well, John, you'll be there for the day at the coroner's court in Kilmallock, and John Cook will have more coverage from the Aoife Johnston inquest later on Drive Time, starting at 4:30 here on RTÉ Radio 1.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.